Hi,
I'm Liza.
I'm Liv,
and you are listening to Pen Pals and Gals, the podcast. Welcome back. Good morning. Hi, how are ya?
Hi.
How are ya?
I never film these on Saturdays. It's a Saturday.
I know. Today. Hello. Happy Saturday.
Hello.
My name is Elder Price,
and I would like to tell you about the most
amazing share with you the most amazing.
Whatever.
Book. You are so dumb.
Same difference.
Liv and I are sitting on her floor,
like we always do,
on this fine Saturday morning at 11:24 p.m. Mm-hmm. I mean, a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining out.
Mm-hmm. And it's 60.
And it's 60.
It literally went from 30 to like 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And we live in the Northeast.
And it's funky, fresh. But not really fresh. Kind of just funky.
I just cracked my neck.
That's gross. I wish you snapped it. Yesterday, oh my god, yesterday our friend Kylie came up to me behind English class and came up behind me in English class.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, "Can I crack your neck?" I was like, I don't know about that. She was like, I'll just crack it really quick.
Just
and I was
a
like,
nibble.
I was like, "Are you gonna like snap it? Like, do you know how to do this?" She was like, "Not really, but I'll try not to." And I was like, "Okay." She was like, "So can I?" I was like, "I guess." But then she didn't, and I was like, "Oh, thank God."
It was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Liv, you're braiding your hair, and it looks stupid.
I love doing this hair.
So yeah, Liv and I just got Starbucks. Liv, what'd you get?
I got a nice chat. Not a nice. That's what I normally say. I always have to make sure I don't say hot.
That is so funny.
Iced. I always get an iced one, like, during the year, but I got a warm chai latte.
Not hot.
Hot. Sorry, whatever.
Oh my god, you're so dumb. I got a peppermint mocha, which our friend CD always tells me is really good.
I used to get that a lot, and then I, like,
I've never got it before.
One time I got a large, and it was, like,
it's really sweet, but it's really, really tasty, so I say thumbs up.
I hate sweet coffee, so I never really get coffee. I also just don't like their coffee there.
I love it.
I think it tastes, like, weird.
They got rid of the nitro cold brew, and I'm really sad about it.
Maybe it's just, like, a lemonade.
It was. That looks really bad.
It's just the start.
It looks really bad, just so you know.
You can't do it, because your hair's too short.
Liv looks really ugly, guys.
You can't even braid your own hair.
Yes, I literally can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, watch this. Ready? Also, my hair's still wet. Oops. Okay.
Can't do it like
I'm braiding
can.
It. Oh, I'm braiding my hair. Oh, it looks better than Liv's.
Not very good.
Just like you. You ugly little tramp.
You're just jealous. I literally do your hair, like, all the time. I always curl your hair. I can curl your hair. Oh, my God. Wait.
Oh, my God. Do you want to? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, after the podcast.
Yeah, like, okay, like, okay.
What time do you have to leave?
I don't know. I have to be there at 1:50.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have plenty of time.
That's okay. All right. Okay. Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can
check me out on,
You can blow dry it and I'll
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Will that not be just the best? Yeah. Let's get into a topic, because we're wasting precious.
The first topic is Christmas is soon.
Oh, my God. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. So,
Merry Christmas, today, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa,
Happy Kwanzaa.
And oh my God. Merry
so,
holidays.
I was in the chamber, holidays. And you know Blake?
Yeah.
So, I was writing on the board, I wrote, like, Merry Christmas, and then I wrote, like, Happy Hanukkah, and then I was like, is it Merry Kwanzaa or Happy Kwanzaa? I don't know, and someone was like, Merry Kwanzaa. I was like, okay. And Blake came up to me, he was like, you know what? I'm black, and I can say this. Kwanzaa's a fake holiday. And I was like, I was like, I think it's real. He's like, no. Wait, somebody made it up in the 80s. And I was like, okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No. Oh. I remember, like, learning about it, like, as a kid.
Yeah, they teach you about it in, like, first grade, but it's like, I don't...
They were like, because I remember, like, where we live...
It's not diverse at all.
No.
I know,
most
like...
Most of us are, like, Christian white people.
Yeah, okay. It started in 1966. So there, Blake. So there.
There you go. Now you know for sure... And you can share with all...
It celebrates people. African heritage, unity, and culture.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm pretty sure you can also celebrate, Christmas.
Well,
like, it's a cultural holiday. It's not, like, a religious holiday.
Well, like, if you're Jewish, you can also celebrate Christmas, technically, if you really wanted to.
Yeah. Well, you know, religion's a scam, anyway.
But if you're not Jewish, can you celebrate?
That's a good question. I feel like that...
You could, if you really wanted to.
I think so, but I think it's, like, that feels offensive.
Yeah,
like, Christmas
it does.
Feels like an everybody holiday, because it's just, like, thick, like...
Yeah, like, so many different groups.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's like,
yeah.
It's not for you,
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, it's not for you. I mean, if you...
It's like having a quinceañera if you're white.
Yes.
It's just not. It just doesn't.
Or like a bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I got to have, like, a big fancy party.
Well, you didn't.
Maybe when I turn 18, I can have a banger. Oh, I'm absolute bop.
Probably not.
Okay, well, you know what? Oh, also, if anybody's listening to this who's my friend, I would like a surprise party this year for my birthday. So, just
your birthday
chop that down. Okay, well, next year then. In 2020.
In 2020?
Yes. We're gonna be in college.
Yeah, this is the next year's the last year you get to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, wait, no, next year I'm not gonna be in college. I'm literally stupid.
Yeah, next year you'll get to celebrate your birthday at home. I won't.
Why?
I'll be the only, because mine's October 22nd, yours is the 26th. You'll already be out for Thanksgiving. So.
No, not next year. Yeah, next year we're seeing. Oh, next. Haha, yeah. Liv has to celebrate
her
birthday.
So both of my brothers are summer, so they'll get to celebrate it at home. Aww. I'll be the only kid.
Maybe I'll come visit you from my pristine, beautiful college. That's probably going to be Colby College because it's my new favorite place on the planet.
I've only looked at Syracuse and UR. UR wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. It looked like UMaine.
Like UMaine's pretty, though.
UMaine was nice. I have nothing against UMaine. It just, like, wasn't, like, the kind of college for me.
Yeah.
And Providence was nice, but we didn't really go through it that much. We just, like, drove by.
I've been looking at some colleges. Fam Squad.
I feel like no matter what we do, we always
get always talk about every college. Single time. Because that's just...
It's something that's in the back of your mind that's really always just stressing you out.
Peace, love, being a junior. Ha-ha.
I hated the beginning of this year, but honestly, it's gotten a lot easier.
It's really fun now.
Like, like when you go from like middle school to freshman year, like you have to learn how to manage time differently. Mm-hmm. And then like sophomore year to junior year, you have to learn
sophomore
how to manage
year was
it
like
again.
A piece of cake, but also oh my God, not. Yeah. It was also like deadly because like
sit I had on. No I had no C's.
Oh,
I had an A in that class.
I think what?
Because I was level 2 and she liked me.
I was in honors and it was deadly.
Yeah.
That's our chem teacher. She was absolutely a monster.
She was a really nice lady.
She was very nice, but she was just
she was
a very
lady,
super
she was
hard
really
teacher.
Stupid.
That's really mean. Okay, how did we get here from Christmas? So, Christmas is soon. Liv, what are you doing for Christmas? Are you going to be here?
We're
are you
staying
away?
Here.
Yay!
Yeah, my grandparents are coming up.
So, for the first weekend of break, I'm going to New Hampshire. Then on Monday, I'm coming back. And then
you're
going to
be here for New Year's, right?
Yes. Okay. That's so fun.
I know.
So then,
we should have a hangout.
Yeah, probably. Christmas Day is...
Where are you going
to
be?
Christmas Day, we're going back up to New Hampshire, and then New Year's Eve, we're coming back down.
What time New Year's Eve?
Like, in the morning.
Oh, okay.
We'll be here by, like, 12.
Yeah, we can probably do something at my house.
Yay! It'll be so fun. Favorite thing about New Year's, frankly, I love New Year's so much. You know why?
What?
Sparkling apple cider and sparkly dresses. And that is on God.
I always go to a family friend's, and it's kind of not that fun because...
Like, I do too, but I always get to wear a sparkly dress, and it's fun.
I mean, I get to, like, hang out with this little girl that I baby... Well,
she's
babysat
so cute,
both of
though,
them
except
before.
The time she peed on your floor.
Yeah, but she's like, 5, and she's really cute now.
Aww.
And she, like, every time, like, I don't know, she would, like, say something wrong, she'd go like this, and it was really cute. And we got to play with Legos, I taught her how to play a game, it was a good time. I love
babysitting.
That's
kind of cute.
And then the other girl I babysat maybe, like, once, and she was pretty fun. We just walked their dogs around the neighborhood.
That's so much fun.
Yeah. I like having, like, not an actual job because I feel like it's less stressful. Like, I always get stressed that I'm going to, like, piss off my boss because, like...
But if you're babysitting, like, your boss is a mother. Like, your boss is just, like, a person.
Yeah. Like, I drive my brother, and, like, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I'm so pissed to get paid for that. That's so stupid.
Well, if you want to drive,
so stupid.
Will at some
but that's
point.
Just, like... That's just, like, a thing. That's just a thing that you have to do. Like, you shouldn't get paid, but that's so dumb.
Hey, my mom offered to do it.
That's ridiculous.
So.
That's ridiculous. Or,
what if you had a... Well, if you had a younger sibling...
Yes.
I'm
my
sure.
mother would just be like, pick them up. She wouldn't pay me. But it's fine. It's whatever. Anyway, I started my job last week, and I work at the Boys and Girls Club.
Did you see Jen yet?
I did. She was like, hi, how are you? And I was like... Good. She's like, how's your season kicking that ball around? And I was like, I don't play soccer. I was like, that's not
we
me.
We play field hockey, but okay.
I was like, it was so good. Lots of work, though.
Yeah,
and she
I
was
told,
like,
I
sounds
told Katie
good.
How to deal with her because she.
Oh my God, I know.
That.
I should text
I was,
her and be like,
yeah,
how
was
that?
I was like, okay, so like, she'll come to you and like rant about something. Like, if something
and you'd
happened,
have to be like,
and
yep.
You have to be like, do you want me? Like, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, you
she
have
was
to
like,
be there to help.
No, Katie was like, but I've had bad bosses before. And I was like, but you haven't had Jan.
I honestly think maybe she'll be better because she's not worrying about kids dying in her pool.
That's true.
That's
but she's,
a big stressor.
Yeah, but
like,
she's literally just, like, managing the kitchen. So she's, like,
yeah.
She's like, make sure the child doesn't choke. But
yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah.
I probably will end up having to work there. But if she asks me to work, I'm
you
only
could
working
literally,
2 days.
Like, they're still looking for people, honestly. If you just want, you could literally pick up one day.
No.
Okay. Anyway, Liv is a lazy piece of crap. Yeah. So we being me, shut up, yeah, I'm talking.
And I have to work there over the summer, talking. So I'm only going to work 2 days
a week. Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh, no, in the summer?
Yeah.
You can't work 2 days a week. Oh, because you still have your lifeguarding license.
I do.
That's hilarious. You know what? Yeah. You know where I'm going to work this summer? Where? Veronica's Sweet Cakes.
You are?
Yeah. Which is a bakery.
Why don't you just work there as a counselor?
Because I don't want to do that. Because that's, you have to commit to doing the whole week.
You don't.
Yes, you do.
Ava told me differently.
Well, she lied to you.
I don't know. She also said that there was a morning shift and night shift. I don't know.
For counseling?
Yeah.
That's not correct.
I don't know.
Anyway. Yes, but my job, I work in the gym, which is fine, but it's just really tiring because I can't sit down.
Yeah, at least you get to do stuff.
Yeah, it's like, it's fine. You could be sitting in like a
silent room bored out of your mind.
That's true, because there's like always stuff to be done, but it's just exhausting because I'm like standing up for like a 5-hour shift and I don't get to sit down once.
I kind of want to work at a department store.
That'd be kind of fun, but I feel like it'd be wicked boring.
Well, you could work at Marshalls, yeah.
And then you just...
Caitlin and Anthony work there, and I feel like it'd be kind of fun. Like, I want to work with, like, my first job at the gymnastics place, I was literally the youngest person working there. That's so strange. I, like, had no friends, except for my coaches. Aww. I mean, I had, like, a we weren't, like, close friends. We were, like, acquaintances. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. But, like, everyone was, like, college and, like, older and
yeah.
stuff.
I like everyone.
So I was literally the youngest because I was in ninth grade.
Well, if you need another job, if you are going to keep complaining about not having money, then you should come work at the club. Or
I'm
anybody
doing just fine, actually.
Or anybody that's listening, you should come and work at the club with me.
Unless you don't live near us.
Unless you don't live near
and
us.
Don't come
then
to the club.
Then don't come to the club.
Please don't.
Please don't. But
okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's move on.
What's your favorite Starbucks drink?
Well, I'm drinking right now.
What is
that? Hot chai latte or an iced chai latte?
That is delectable.
I feel like the iced chai lattes are kind of better. I feel like that's more flavor. But the hot's nice. And
I have not liked lattes for a while. I don't know. I used to be a latte fiend, but now they're just like, I don't know. The whole like warm milk thing is just, it's not my bag anymore. But I've really been liking black coffee with 2 sugars.
Yeah, I also just, like iced coffee with milk.
Delicious. But they got, I really loved, my favorite drink from Starbucks ever is a nitro cold brew.
Like we said earlier.
But they got rid of it. I'm infuriated. I'm so mad. If it doesn't come back next fall, holy bananas, Batman, I might have to fight them.
They'll probably bring it back.
They better. I'll be really mad if they don't.
But yeah, I also like iced coffee with almond milk, but I just don't like their coffee, like I said earlier.
I do.
It just tastes like weird steak seasoning. I can't get that out of my head. It just doesn't taste right. And like, even you get like we get iced coffee like to have the house, and like even if you get like the ones that they sell like at the store, like the Starbucks ones, it still tastes
good. I think we buy Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
We get Stoke.
Stoke. Oh yeah. I know Stoke.
That one, it just has a really good flavor.
I do. I like Stoke too.
It's in that cup over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This morning.
Anyway, sharp pivot. We had a winter concert. Liv sounded just like that.
Yep. I played first year viola, no big deal. I was surprised she put me up there.
That's shocking.
I think she always does that with like the concert kids. Like,
yeah.
She'll always put them like where they normally are. Which I was a little surprised by because I was like, why don't you put Veronica up there? Because she literally knows how to play. What a time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why she does that.
And honestly, someone. It's really weird. Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to switch my plates around because they're on like backwards and they're hurty.
Okay. Someone. I don't know if it was just my section, but, like, when we were practicing...
Someone sounded really bad?
No, someone ripped it.
No way!
It felt so bad. And it happened during the concert, too. And I don't know if it was just, like, our, like, section or what, but it smelled so incredibly terrible. It was the worst I'd ever smelled. Like, our conductor literally, like, I don't think it was
her. She made a face.
No, she, like, when we were practicing, she literally, like, walked away and then came back because it smelled so bad. And I don't think it was her.
That is hilarious.
I don't know, but it was so bad. And, like, me and, like, Ava were, like...
Who just beefed.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. It was, like, the worst I think I'd ever smelled.
That's really funny.
It was terrible.
Because I'm in chamber...
which is, like, the...
Fancy.
Yeah.
It's like the audition orchestra. So I had to do 2 concerts, 2 nights in a row, which was really not very fun, if you can imagine. And as aforementioned, I work at the Boys and Girls Club, and I work in the gym, which means I don't get to sit down for like 5 hours, which is fine. But I had to go straight from work to this concert
And it was absolutely exhausting. Mm. Like, oh my god. Oh my god. And I went, and I was literally playing, and I almost started crying because I couldn't figure out the difference between Prussian Blue and Gaussian Blur.
No idea what that is.
Exactly, because it literally just doesn't matter. But I was just rehearsing my music, and I started thinking about it, and I almost started crying. That's how tired I was. Isn't that terrible?
What are you doing?
I'm unrolling my tights so I can put them on. I'm in fancy clothes right now because I also have to go perform somewhere else, which I don't want to do.
I'm wearing jeans on a weekend because all my pants are dirty.
You could just wear dirty pants or PJ pants.
No. Well, we were going out in public, okay, and I...
Well,
did not want to...
Did not... Are you... Did not...
Okay. So, Segway.
Segway.
You Segway. Are playing somewhere.
I sure am. That is why I'm wearing fancy clothes. I'm going to be playing at a historical estate in our town. I'm not going to say whom, because then you could look it up and find where we live. But I'm going to go play at this estate, and it's going to be interesting, I think, because we've not rehearsed our music, but it's really, really easy music, and it's literally just Christmas carols, and we're just playing as background music.
Turner!
Oh my god.
Turner!
Liv.
I want a munch!
Squad.
I want to munch!
Squad.
Welcome back to Munch Squad.
Oh my god. This is the segment where Liv and I talk about weird food. A la my brother, and me.
Thank you. So we don't have any food, but we were talking about better names
for Starbucks drinks. Because, as everyone probably knows, their motto this year for, like, their Christmas drinks is Merry Coffee.
Look how long my pants go.
Wow. Still won't make you look skinny, though. I'm kidding. That was really mean. I'm joking.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, they make you look really skinny, Liz.
Thanks.
Okay. So,
I can't even read what this says. Is this supposed to be Starbucks?
It says Starbucks. It just says Starbucks.
It's like, is this what it feels like to be dyslexic?
That's what it feels like to have a stroke.
I was going to say dyslexic.
Okay, well, Bella Thorne could never. I literally can't unroll
this.
Yeah,
Bella Thorne could never because she can't
read. Fun fact, Bella Thorne can't read.
Do you think she's actually dyslexic?
No, it was for attention. It was for clout. Just kidding. Why can't I unroll these? What the heck? So, basically...
I don't know why you even tried to fix them.
Because they were on backwards. Because I'm stupid. So, here's a couple good slogans. Starbucks, dear Starbucks, please fix your slogan because Merry Coffee? Are you kidding me? Like, that's so dumb.
If we can get them to change what Sonic looks like, we can get them
to change their thingy.
To have Starbucks change their thingy.
Okay, so I would like to suggest... Merry Beans. Happy Beans.
Those are terrible.
Grinding around the Christmas tree.
Oh. That might be taken out of context.
Happy Holla Beans. Happy...
But why are you doing beans?
Because coffee beans.
Coffee beans.
Happy Chocolates. Miss.
Why is everyone coming upstairs right now?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Happy Chocolate Miss. I can't unroll these. Oh my god, this is so infuriating. I'm honestly just going to go buy new tights on my way there. That's what I'm going to do because I can't untangle my tights. My dad. Okay, so Merry Beans, Happy Beans, Happy Christmas, Happy Coffee Beans. Mm. Happy Coffee Beans. That's way better. We could do Christmas Tea. Huh?
But it's Starbucks coffee.
Okay, well, they also serve tea.
That's
Jesus. I can totally think of better ones. Let's see. Hark the Herald Angels Bean.
Here we go.
What?
Okay, this is the Pringles one. I found this on a meme page. Says agency, so we're thinking either Pringle Bells, Chris Pringle, or Pringles all the way. Client, nah, I've got a better idea. Client, Mary Pringles.
So,
Pringles thing was Mary Pringles. Why is that so stupid?
Because it's stupid.
Because it doesn't make sense.
I really like Pringle Bells. That's cute.
Pringle Bells is very cute because that's, like, non-secular.
Not Mary Pringles.
Mary Pringles? No, that's so dumb. If we were going to do Pen Pals and Gals, but it's going to be festive, what would we do? Pen Pals and Elves. See? That's kind of cute. That's kind of cute.
So change our name strictly for the month of December. For
Christmas, yes. It's the holiday season.
All right, let's just rebrand the whole thing. Oh, we have to change the bio to 17.
Yes, because we're 17 now.
17! We're not 16.
Liv's crying because she's old. Oh, also fun facts. I walked down the stairs this morning. We're back. Yes, Liv is old. So anyway, I walked down the stairs this morning and my mom was like, Liza, your skirt is all wrinkly and you need to be wearing tights. And I was like, good morning to you too, mother. And that's that. That's all. That's all I had to say.
What time did you get up?
Like 11. Just kidding. No, you picked me up at like 10:30. So I got up at 10. Slept in. It was sick.
What took you so long?
What took me so long? What?
Yeah, to get to my car.
Oh, I did not see your text because I was looking at baby videos with my mommy.
Oh,
it's fun. Liv, speaking of parents and adults and people and things, you're going to a fancy dinner.
I am going to a fancy dinner.
Why's that?
It's my dad's birthday tomorrow.
Hooray! Yay. So where are you
going? We're going somewhere in Boston. It's like a steak place. I have no idea what it's called.
Yay!
But,
is it Outback Steakhouse?
I wish. I'd get their mac and cheese.
Do they have good mac and cheese?
Oh my god, it's so good.
I don't think I've ever been there.
It's strictly just like, or like the last time I had it, which was like a while ago, but hopefully they still have the same mac and cheese, is it's just penne pasta with cheese on it. Like, it's so good.
That sounds really
good.
Like,
it's like good cheese.
I love me some good mac and cheese.
Yeah, it was just really good.
What's your favorite kind of mac and cheese that is not from Outback Steakhouse? If you were gonna make mac and cheese at home, what would you get?
I like Stouffer's or Kraft.
What kind of Kraft? What shape?
Noodle shaped.
Just like the little elbows?
Yeah.
That's fine. I like spirals and I like SpongeBob. Whenever Steven and I make SpongeBob mac and cheese together, we always put a box of spiral in there too.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, that's just how it be sometimes. Sometimes you have to mix spiral and SpongeBob mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is, dude. Liv is texting and not talking to me.
Liv is leaving me alone. Yes. Okay. So I guess our plans have been decided for the night.
Oh, I guess so. Okay.
I will just be late.
Great. Okay. Well, Liv, are you excited for your fancy dinner? What are you going to wear?
I don't know, because it went from, like, 30 to 60 degrees here.
Yep.
So I, like, well, I don't know if it's, like, fancy enough to wear, like, a jean jacket, but, like, the dress that I got, we just...
Fancy enough to wear a jean jacket. Yeah. Oh, is it, like, too fancy to wear a jean jacket?
No, is it not fancy enough?
Jean jackets are not fancy.
Yeah. It's like a... Or should I wear a jean skirt?
That's cute.
I don't know what to wear. What I originally was going to wear was this dress that my mom gave me, and cute. We just got it hemmed because it was, like, kind of unusually long. Huh. And it's, like, really nice, and I have boots, but I might wear, like, socks with them. But I don't have any cute socks. Well, I do, but I don't know. And I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair.
Probably go shave your head.
I like my hair like this. But, I also kind of want it down, but also do I want to, like, curl it? Like, I don't know.
Except the wash. When great. You drive me home, do you want to go to a drugstore and buy tights with me?
Sure.
Yay!
Where?
Oh, Liv has her 6 months now. Oh my goodness, guys.
I died, Steve.
Oh. Our CD just texted us. What'd she say? Oh. That's really funny. Okay, so you guys know the Snapchat thing? The, like, Snapchat memories thing where it's, like, your year in review. Mm-hmm. So, Steven was on the train and Caitlin got a weird Snapchat from a guy. So, Steven took the took her phone and took, like, a really ugly selfie.
Bless you! Give me your laundry. Stop giving me attitude! Ha. Well, then you still have your attitude.
Whoa.
That's right.
Oh. Liv, are you guys getting a divorce? Liv's gonna run away from home.
Mom, I'm running away! I'm taking the car!
I'm calling the cops.
If you were gonna run away from home, where would you go? Molly said I could move in with her if I got kicked out of my house, which I thought was really nice. And her mom's really nice, so that'd be fine.
I'd probably go live with a family member.
That's so stupid. Like, but no, no, no. Okay, but like, let's say like your family decides to convert to Amishism. They're going to become Amish. You don't want to become Amish, so you run away from home. Where are you going to go?
Not Pennsylvania.
True. I don't know. So where are you going to go?
Texas.
How are you going to get there?
Train.
Do you have money for a train?
No, but I can send D-Pix.
Okay. That's going to take a long time, though. That's a good D-Pix. No. Okay, but here's the thing. Your family is gonna like confiscate all your stuff. Like they're gonna take your phone. They're gonna take your computer. Mm-mm. Are you gonna sell feet pics from the road?
I can.
Okay, so you're gonna drive away, drive to the train station,
or just drive.
Yeah, that's also a good plan.
Would I come with you? Who would you take with you?
No one.
Would you take your brother?
No.
Oh, even if he was an Amish too, and he was also gonna run away.
Well, the reason why I go down to Texas, even though like there's some border stuff going on, which isn't very good.
It's hot and spicy.
But, no, real estate there is actually not that much.
Oh, yeah, it's really cheap because nobody wants to live in Texas because Texas is gross.
Yeah.
It's like,
Texas sucks.
I bet, like, living in Tennessee or something would also be really cheap.
Tennessee, actually, I feel like would be kind of cool because you're like,
oh, true, because it's like Nashville. Okay, but if you want to live in, like, West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
Yeah, I have family in Virginia, too.
But no, not in West Virginia.
No, but it's not that far from
Virginia. I'm really confused and conflicted of why West Virginia and Virginia are two different states. I don't like that at all.
Wasn't one...
One was Confederate and one was Union.
Yeah.
Which is why they split up. But if it's called West Virginia, why isn't the other one East Virginia?
Because that's the original Virginia.
It's and stupid.
Then this one section was like, frick you guys. So then they left.
So dumb.
So it's original Virginia and like Virginia number two.
Virginia the second?
Yeah.
Second!
It's like Virginia Junior.
Aw, baby Virginia. Baby Yoda.
Baby, did you know that takes place after, like, it's not like a, before everything.
No.
It's like.
It's just like, it's happening at the same time, but just in a different place.
No, it's five years after the first two movies, like 5 and 6.
No, I don't really understand the Star Wars timeline. Speaking of Star Wars, by the way, guess who's going to see the new Star Wars movie?
Me.
My mom got tickets for our whole family to go on Thursday.
Get ready for everyone to start clapping. It's so terrible. Oh, my God. There's a
Star Wars? Star Wars is fun.
God, we saw the first one. The first new one. So terrible. People would start clapping, and, like, when, like, a character came back, it was so terrible.
It's because people like it.
The second one, people started clapping when this weird laser thing happened. It was so dumb.
Was it a lightsaber?
No. I know what a lightsaber is. I'm not stupid.
Do you live?
No, I don't know. It was so terrible.
Hmm. Time to put my tights back on because I unrolled them. That's right. No, I like seeing movies in theater. Me and Molly went to see a movie last night, and we saw Black Christmas, which was by far the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. It was terrible. I don't know if you've seen any
ads for
it.
Why would you ever make Christmas into a horror movie?
Well, just let it be Krampus Christmas. Was pretty funny.
I never saw Krampus.
I thought it was really funny. We watched it on Christmas last year with my family because my dad is German, and he thought it'd be funny to say,
oh, yeah, Krampus. We actually had, at my grandma's, she has
She believes in Krampus?
No, but what was the thing from, that Dwight dressed up as?
It's like Betterschnickel or something?
Yeah, so my grandma, since we're like, Dutch, I don't know, Pennsylvania, whatever, she has, like, the book of that, and so
that's
my
really
dad
funny.
And my uncle read it.
Maybe it's, like, Bearschnickel. I forget what it is.
It might be Bearschnickel, but I don't know. It was really funny.
That's pretty wacky.
But, yeah. Sorry, continue with Krampus.
Krampus is really funny because, I have, like, a stain on these tights. Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna go get new tights on my way there.
Where are you gonna get new ones?
Because these have, like, holes. Like,
no,
look
but, like,
at that.
Where?
Like, I don't know, like, Walgreens or something.
Walgreens has them?
Yes. These are, like, exclusively sold in drugstores. It's really weird.
Oh,
these are literally tights are the weirdest things on the planet. Like,
I feel like you can only really wear them
you
once.
Can really, yeah. And my mom was like, you should wear tights. And I was like, mine have holes in them. She was like, it's fine. I was like,
does she have any you could borrow?
These are hers. These are the one pair of tights we own. And they have holes in them. I was like,
they just make legs look weird.
They, yeah. Yeah, and like,
they make you look like you have like airbrushed legs.
Really? I have Taylor Swift legs. Taylor Swift is 30!
I know.
She turned 30! How weird is that? Like, that's so weird, because I always imagine her as being, like, 22.
You know who else might be 30?
Who? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, because he's old now, isn't he? That's really weird.
But,
let's say it together. Jason Derulo! Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. back to Pen Pals and Gals. If you're confused or if you're new here, every time we start recording an episode, Liv and I choose a specific time before we start recording to take a minute to say the name of our Lord and Savior, Jason Derulo. So make sure you tune in next week to say it with us or hear us say it or just whatever. That wasn't my best work. You, Liv just stabbed herself in the head with the little thing. What are you gasping at?
When I curl your hair, we can watch the second episode of Mad Men.
Okay.
Unless you've started watching
it. I have not.
You really should start
watching it. I'm watching like six shows right now.
I'm getting everyone to watch it. I'm trying to get my grandma to watch it because she needs more Netflix shows. And The Blacklist.
She does. I think you're an addict.
No, my grandma like loves watching like
my mom. TV, my like, parents were watching Blacklist the other day.
They were. It's actually so good.
Like, I know. They've seen like the whole thing. You done.
Yeah, like the first like seasons are good, and then like the new one like wasn't that good. And I still have to finish it, and I have to finish the new season of Schitt's Creek. I love Schitt's Creek. It's actually really good.
Oh, Steven's family watches that.
Yeah, and your brother was watching it when we were in New Hampshire.
Yeah, my brother watches it.
Nah, I started watching it.
Do you want to come to New Hampshire this year? This year.
Mm.
Okay, too bad. I'm gonna take you.
I said I don't care.
We went.
Yeah. Drink.
What was I just gonna say? My skirt's wrinkly again. What was I just gonna say? What
should you watch it?
Oh, right now I'm watching That 70s Show, The West Wing. And that. Oh, actually, that's it. But I was like literally so into The West Wing, and then I watched one episode of That 70s Show, and now I'm like addicted to it.
You should definitely watch Mad Men, and so should everyone else. It's not trash TV. I know.
Oh my god! I swear, you made me watch it last time,
and it was good. It's so good.
It's kind of good. Yeah.
It's like my new favorite show. I also watched. Oh my god! I was on the Supernatural.
How was it? Tell me about it.
Back as character that we all thought was dead, and she's like one of my favorites. And then I like screamed like, "Haha, let's go!" And then I ran downstairs. My dad goes, "What's wrong?" And I was like, oh, nothing. They just brought someone back that we all thought was dead.
And he's like, Liv, this is an intervention.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god, yesterday I was out with Amelia, Caitlin, Molly, and Amelia. I said Amelia twice. Just Amelia, Caitlin, Molly. And we picked up Caitlin last, and she got in the car, and everyone was like, hi, Caitlin. And I go, Caitlin, this is an intervention. We actually took you because we want to talk to you about your really bad habits, and we think that it's really affecting our friendship. And she was like, wait, really? And I was like, no, hi.
I did not realize that their DECA trip was not, like, 3 days long.
I thought it was long, but it was literally just, like, one day.
Yeah, because I saw people coming back, and I was like, did something happen?
Yeah, oh my god.
I was like, oh no, like, that's not good.
Amelia got second place. She's such a star.
Do you know how Caitlin and Ava went?
I think they got third, maybe? Nice. Or, no. I don't think they placed, actually. I think they were really, really close, and I think they got, like, fifth.
Oh, no.
But you had to get fourth to place. But it's okay.
No, that's not good.
Why?
Because,
well, it's not great, but, like, whatever.
They didn't make it to state sentence.
Okay.
Like, it was, okay. Like, their big thing.
Oh, well, there's always next year.
She wasn't going to MASC, but...
Well, that's okay.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Rest and cover.
Probably not. What are you doing?
I'm fixing my skirt. I'm nervous about my performance.
Well, just don't go.
No. Because there's only three firsts going.
Only three firsts.
Yeah.
Wow, not that many people.
Yeah.
That's like plenty of people.
Whatever. You know what, like, square? That's like dibbly darn up.
Okay, so teachers freak out the week before break.
They really do.
I have three
tests and an essay.
I have, I have two tests, an essay, a project that's not due until, like, we get back.
What are you doing?
Taking a piece of gum.
Oh. And I have another math project, too. So.
I have a math test, an anatomy test.
That's good.
Do we have a Spanish test?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so. She's not, which is really nice. I'm glad that we got that essay done. The essay wasn't that bad. I got, like, a 78.
Yeah, I got, like, a good grade. I forgot what I got. So. I'm kind of kicking butt in Spanish this year. Last year was so hard.
Ow, whoa.
You ever smack your friend in the butt?
Just relearning everything.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was so good. I did a year with a B.
I hated that year.
Oh, I was on level 2.
So. I had Mrs. B, who I don't think you've ever had, but she's literally miserable. Senora B.
Senora W.
I know.
And she was very nice.
I know.
I didn't like her at first.
Except she was a fiend for dress code.
Oh my god, yeah. Did Vern tell you how she chased some kid down the hallway for his hat?
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I literally, oh my god, Mrs. Downs, our field hockey coach, she literally...
Just go ahead and drop her name.
Well, we've said her name before.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Oh.
she literally, like, if you're in the hallway and you have a hat on, she's like, hey, can you just take your hat off, please? Hey, thanks. And she always says it exactly like that. I'm like, dude, chill. Can you stop chewing the lab? That's gonna be wicked annoying. Can you not do that?
It's spicy.
Just like me.
You get more work done when you're not doing it at home.
Yes. Yeah. If I go...
Actually, go ahead.
If I go to the library, if I go to Starbucks, I grind and I get my work done so fast. Because there's nothing to distract me.
Last weekend I had a ton of homework and I got it done in 3 hours, like, at home.
That is so impressive.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the library?
No.
They have, like, this quiet little study corner, and it is absolutely iconic. It's so good to do work there.
Do you have to have a...
No.
Oh, you can just
The best in. Thing about the library is you can literally just, like, waltz in and nobody looks at you, and that's the best.
That's really good. I feel like no one goes to the library, though.
Yeah, that's why it's so sick. It's so quiet, and it's awesome.
All right. Well, what's on your Christmas list? Anything fun?
Let me think.
Mine's just clothes and makeup.
I'm asking for 2 different cloud paints.
Oh, yeah.
They're really, really pretty.
Puff, I think. The pink one.
Oh, the puff is cute. I asked for Dawn.
Is that the dark red one?
I don't think I asked for that one. I asked for Storm.
It's that the
Not
dark
Storm. Red no, I don't like keep saying Storm. For Dawn, which is kind of like orangey.
Yes.
And then, like, the other one is... I don't remember. But it's cute. I asked for 2 different ones. Okay. And then I'm asking for a... Like, a camel-colored, this kind of coat.
Yeah.
That's, like, long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked for this ring, because my mom was like, find a Christmas present. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I know I'm getting a coat, a new ski jacket, because my mom was like,
need a new ski jacket, can you pick one? I was like,
okay.
Yeah. I just asked for clothes and makeup.
But I'm hype. I love Christmas so much. It's the best.
Me too. Okay. The school year is basically halfway over.
That is so
weird.
We
just had midterm. Or, middle of the term, like, quarter two.
Middle of second term. So that's really weird. That's really weird, which means we are 3/8 done with the year.
Yep. And then when we get back, I think we have, like, 2-ish weeks? Maybe, is it 4 weeks? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think we...
It's, like, the end of January when, like...
Yeah, it's either
It's officially midterm.
That's so weird. I hate midterm so much.
I think we have... There's always Spanish...
And math.
And math, and then if you're taking chem...
I'm not taking chem.
No.
Oh my god, remember the chem midterm? I literally got a 63.
I was in level 2, so I got okay grade.
I got a 63, and then I went home and cried, and my mom was like, hey, it's okay. And I was like, I'm gonna go to college. And she was like, well, you're really stupid. And then I stayed after and talked to that lady who taught me chem, who didn't teach me chem, actually. And it was awful. It was so sad and so terrible, and I hated it a lot. And that's on God.
That's on Jaw.
And that right there is on Jaw.
Oh, yeah. Juice WRLD died.
How sad.
Mula-oo, school-a-oo. That's XX. That's,
yeah. He's also dead, though.
Skibbidi-bidi-bidi, school-a-oo.
I was talking about this with somebody, and they're like, but it's not that sad, because he, like...
Everyone thinks he faked his death.
That's really weird. Why would he do that?
I feel like that's kind of rude to say. Like, oh, he's not actually dead. Like...
Yeah, that's really rude.
His funeral was, like, yesterday. Like, that's sad.
You
know, I'd be really sad if Post Malone dies. Like,
oh, that would be really sad.
I'll, like, actually be sad.
Or if, like, really Billie Eilish died or something.
Yeah. If Taylor Swift died, I'd...
If Taylor Swift died, I would literally... The country would go into mourning.
Or Ed Sheeran.
If Ed Sheeran died.
Or any of the...
Or any of the Jonas... Can you imagine if one of the Jonas Brothers died? Oh, my God.
Even if it was Nick.
It would be Kevin. Kevin would die.
I don't think so. I feel like it'd be... Not that cute. He's number 3. Joe, Kevin, Nick. Sorry.
Mm. I've always... Joe, Nick, Kevin. Kevin's kind of, like, round-faced.
No, but, like, he's cute.
He's cute.
Nick's, just, like...
I love me some Joe, though.
I've always been
Did you Joe. Listen to the Harry Styles album?
No.
Is it any good? I've heard it's a lot. I've heard it's
we
really, really
We can listen
good.
To it later.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I should talk about Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
I'm auditioning for the school musical. And I have not done theater in like 5 years.
We were actually both theater kids for a little bit.
We've talked about this. You were hardly a theater kid.
Yeah, I was in a bunch of shows.
I was hardcore.
I mean, I wasn't hardcore, but
I was in like 16 shows.
I was in a good amount of shows.
You were like, I was actually Pigpen, so.
And Jetsam, and...
Can you not chew so loudly that I can already tell it's going to be so annoying to listen to?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes Steven eats like that. I'm like, can you please not do that? It literally makes me sick to my stomach. Sick to my MF tummy. Can you not do that? Liv is being so weird. Anyway, so I'm really nervous to audition because there's a lot of people auditioning. Like, yeah. A lot of normies, but it's fine.
A lot of not normies?
Normies. I'm really scared to do the singing because I'm not good at singing anymore, which is kind of scary, but it's fine.
I'm going to do, like, a voice coach real quick.
Like, tomorrow, because the audition's on Monday. Maybe I can, like, FaceTime I'll FaceTime Simon Cowell, and I'll be like, hello, can you
critique me? Hi, Christina Aguilera.
He'll be like, it's a no from me. And I'll be like, honestly, thank you.
Is he still on?
He's on America's Got Talent now.
Yes, he is.
He's not mean anymore, though, okay, which sucks.
America's Got Talent is, like, the toxic, like, just, like, working there. Like, being a judge isn't good.
It probably sucks.
You know what's coming back in February? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. No way.
Dude, I haven't watched that in so long.
I love that show.
It's really good.
I've watched the whole thing.
I love it. It's so cute.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Oh, also The Good Place. I haven't watched it recently.
I'm all caught up.
Really?
Did not see Thursday's episode.
How do you watch so much TV? Like, how is it? I have a lot of time for that. That's crazy. Maybe you should get a job. Anyway, Liv, you have one last topic. What?
A good bra makes you feel good. I recently got some new bras, and that's it. And I have a total of 3.
You are such a hero. I have one that is literally the prettiest thing I've ever owned. It's the light blue one. Have I shown you that one? Oh my god. It's literally the prettiest thing I've ever owned. It's, what is it called? It's from Aerie. It's the balconette one. And it is so pretty. And like every single time I put it on, I'm like, wow, I am from a Jane Austen novel. And I'm going to go be a pretty, pretty princess. Like, put me in a tower. And, like, throw me a rope, because I am a princess.
I don't have to get any pre-bras, because I don't have anyone to...
Oh, that's tough. Maybe you should be more... boyfriend. Yeah.
I know.
That's gross. Why would you say that? We are a PG, family-friendly channel.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in general.
Okay, like, but, like, I just wear it, so I feel pretty.
I don't know. I also never realized how, like, good... Like, have you ever gotten the Victoria's Secret bra?
I hate them. I'm wearing one right now. I do not like them at all.
They really hold everything in.
Ugh. No, I don't like Victoria's Secret bras. I don't own any because I always try them on. I'm like, ugh, don't like it.
I have one of them, like, has a lot, like, right here. So it's like...
Yeah, see? I don't like that.
What I'm wearing now is kind of nice.
That's kind of fun. I really like Aerie bras. I only buy bras from Aerie because they're just comfy cozy, dude.
Yeah, if you don't have a good bra on, then it's like...
It's like my whole day's out of whack. Excuse me.
If my boobs aren't in place, then I'm not in place.
Well, if you buy sad tits bras, then you would know.
Then you'll always feel out of place.
You'll always feel good. Because we have...
You might feel good, but your boobs won't.
Your boobs will not. Wow, that was honestly a stunning episode. That was a really good one. Listen to that one, please. This one was kind of okay.
Do we have one called...
Sad Tits?
Yeah, is that one?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking on Spotify right now.
Spotify?
Oh.
Love.
Spotify came out with Horoscope
playlists. They've literally had those for like 6 months.
Oh, well, you just discover them.
Whole. Liv doesn't even have premium. She's poor. Crates Branberry...
As it gets kicked off
the podcast. Oh, I guess we didn't talk about Sad Tits.
Piss, Jamestown.
Huh, I guess we didn't.
Freshman do the thing. Can Jam, Brandon. Sweaty Girl Summer. Timmy and Chad's Epic Romance. Liv's Guide to Murder. Amber Alert for My Short Toes. Is that it?
Yeah. No, that wasn't it.
Is that pre-Bible and wait, where are the other 7? We still have to figure out how to get those.
I don't know how we're going to get those on there. We maybe just never will. Those honestly weren't that good anyway.
Yeah, I feel like
that was like weird. The beginning.
We were like trying to work everything out, but I'm glad we're on Spotify right now.
On Spotify, yeah, love. Liv is punching herself in the ribs because she's okay.
I'm crippled.
I don't know how to do that. I saw somebody do that at the club the other day, and I was like, I'm
literally
gonna
faint now.
The club meaning the Boys and Girls Club, not like the club. Okay.
Now I'm gonna.
Poop. Okay. Okay, well, you're really weird.
Okay, well, that's the end of the podcast.
Yes, today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a really, really wonderful Saturday. Liv's going to keep rubbing her arms, I guess, because she's really weird. And, yeah, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Have a fun, funky, spunky day. And
have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
And have a good Merry Christmas.
Have a good Merry Christmas.
We'll try to have another episode before.
We might. We probably might. Maybe. Potentially. We'll see. Okay. Maybe we'll do one on New Year's. Wouldn't that be fun?
With everyone?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if your refrigerator's running, you'd better go catch it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.